One of the most famous verses in the Old Testament is in Psalm 119, verse 105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." What a great reminder to us of how important the Bible is to us, how God's word really does direct us, guide us, inspire us, help us along the way. Every day we need direction. Every path that we take this day and the days ahead is dependent on God's leading and God's steps. And we know we need his direction for each step of the way. The decisions you're going to make today, you need God's direction. You need God's help. The path you're going to take, we need God's direction. And the word of God is light to us. It reminds us that we are to live a way that Jesus would honor, that we would live in holiness and righteousness, that the decisions we make would indeed be uplifting and encouraging, that they would be decisions that would be based on the peace of God and on his perfect plan for our lives. So there's so much that we gain from the Word of God, a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. Just think about the next step that you're going to take. Have you prayed about it? Have you asked God to guide you? Have you opened the Word of God lately to let it fill your heart and mind with his direction and his thoughts? If you haven't, let me encourage you to begin again a pattern of getting into God's Word daily, of reading a verse or two or a chapter or two, to fill your heart and mind with the thoughts of God. And as you do that, I think that you'll find, as we all do, that God's Word actually does inspire and encourage us. And when we do that, we find that our path is actually much easier to find and much easier to walk. And so we can find God's help along the way. God's Word is a lamp and a light, and we can use it every day. It's right there for us. It's right available to us, right at our fingertips, right there on your desk or on your shelf or on your phone, wherever the Word of God is stored for you. Open it up, read it, enjoy it. Let God speak his heart to you through his word. Thanks for taking time to join me for this pastoral visit.